Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, and we're speaking today with Marissa Crisolino. She is the CEO of CMC Networks. How are you doing today, Marissa?
I'm doing well, Don. Thank you for the invitation. Look forward to the session.
And we're looking forward to it as well. Prior to getting into this session, maybe you can give us a little background about yourself and a little overview of the company. That would be great.
Absolutely. Love to. So my name is Marissa, as you said, and prior to joining CMC Networks, I was at AT&T for over 21 years, carrying out a variety of roles, including sales, supply management, and strategic planning. And when I began my career at AT&T, I learned from the ground up and specialized in improving service quality, increasing sales, managing costs, and carrier relationships, and predominantly in the wholesale industry, right? So back in 2018, I was approached by a private equity investor and I joined CMC Network back then. So I'm going into my fifth year now. And I must say, over the past few years, I'm exceptionally proud of what CMC has achieved and the team has achieved and accomplished in rolling out our network across 51 African countries and 12 countries in the Middle East. And we have phenomenally strong partnerships with some fantastic companies such as Juniper, 128T, Cisco Systems, and we've also grown as a company. We've increased our headcount, and we've positioned ourselves especially to support the soaring sales out here in the Middle East and African region.
What is the actual state of play for digital economy in Africa and the Middle East?
According to Accenture, the internet economy is expected to contribute roughly $180 billion to the African economy by 2025. So that's just around the corner. And also it notes that each 10% increase in internet access, Africa can be expected to see a 2.5% increase in GDP per capita compared to the 2% growth globally. So there's a lot of confidence in the African market. Now, on the flip side, many Middle Eastern countries are seeing huge investments in leading-edge digital technologies such as smart cities. Now, what CMC Networks has been innovating in Africa for over 30 years now, and throughout this time, we have seen that the local market conditions change significantly. These regions, their digital environments are so unique, and yet they are thriving in many areas, but routinely are overlooked. So what we're trying to do and attempt is that we are working to changing that. We want to enable that Africa and the Middle East's internet economy will grow. And we identified that to support that, we need fast, flexible, and easy to manage networking. It's a must. It's an absolute requirement.
So where does CMC Networks actually operate and what services do you offer?
Well, we're a global player, but we predominantly cover Africa and the Middle East. I mean, if you take Africa, there's 54 countries in Africa, and we service 51 out of the 54 countries. So you can imagine just the sheer size and scale of that. And we also are active in 12 countries in the Middle East. And we deliver a combination of SD-WAN, SDN, NFV, network security. Basically, these type of services really are largely only available domestically in developed markets. So the complexity of rolling this out in Africa and the Middle East is quite a challenge, but also quite an accomplishment. We have experience delivering AI, cloud, cybersecurity, edge, SDN, virtualization, just to mention a few of the solutions that we can deliver in these challenging markets globally. Over the years, to add, we have integrated multiple world leading technologies into a single platform, which is a huge achievement for us. And we created innovative models like bring your own license. And this helps to solve for the uniquely African challenges we face, just simply by the sheer size of Africa, right? So our customers are benefiting from the solution today, and we are seeing exponential demand from both local and global carriers and the enterprises that we support directly and that our global carriers support. So in a nutshell, just to add on to that, we also have achieved and been awarded with the MEF 3.0 certification, which is very familiar in the wholesale industry, which makes us the first and only service provider in Africa that has both the MEF 3.0 SD-WAN and carrier Ethernet certifications. So as a result, having that, our enterprise customers benefit from world-leading technologies delivered with this consistent quality of service and experience no matter where they operate.
Can you describe a little bit about what the Flex Edge is?
Absolutely. So, Don, Flex Edge is a comprehensive and flexible approach to cross-border networking. It combines universal customer premise equipment, meaning that a platform that includes physical functions that have been transformed to be virtual and remote with a unique orchestration and management platform, delivering unified control and flexibility of network functions on the edge. So, and this also includes firewalling, SD-WAN and routing functions, which is associated with leading vendors, as well as the option for our customers, the CMC customers, to bring their own license. So we call that the BYOL model, bring your own license. So, and the beauty of this is that the Flex Edge can be rapidly rolled out across borders without needing the network engineers to be present in country. So, and this really, really helps drive integration with the existing technologies. It drives simplicity and provides an accelerated speed to market with an average cycle time of 45 days, which again is unique and quite an achievement to have that speed across Africa. So to net it out, Flex Edge is part of our Rapid Adaptive Network Platform, CRAN, that supports the growing demand for flexibility, agility, and control in the growing requirement of increased network functions on the edge today.
Why was the Flex Edge actually created?
Cost and delays are the two main reasons, but I would say that's certainly associated with the lack of flexibility around the deployment of edge devices, as well as hardware-related shortages experienced due to the lack of the semiconductor production, which everybody's facing today, right? And this semiconductor production, which is used for network equipment, there is this shortage, and this is resulting in the lack of agility and flexibility in the deployment of network functions. So the associated features required to meet the growing demand of cloud-centric customers. That we have different vendors and model numbers are required to meet this demand. In some cases, multiple devices are on one single edge. This change in the customer demand over time results in increased operational overhead. It increased timelines to deliver services and the rigidity in network functions if left unchanged. So it's a very complex solution a complex situation we're trying to drive for a very simple solution. And the Flex Edge removes the complexity of dealing with multiple countries with varying SLAs, languages, and procedures. And I think many, many operators can recognize and identify the same complexities. And I have to add that our stringent supplier scorecard process ensures we drive accountability on the service delivery and service assurance across the board, ensuring and delivering on customer satisfaction, which is key for us.
How does the Flex Edge actually benefit African and Middle East customers?
Well, in order to be successful, customers in Africa and the Middle East need to access the best business solution for them, no matter where they're based, right? And the diverse nature of digitalization across both locations, meaning Africa and the Middle East, means it's crucial that the networking is flexible, intelligent, and most important, accessible. So the Flex Edge that we've rolled out connects points of presence without needing to ship equipment or be physically present in the country. And again, this also solves the logistical challenges of network deployments in Africa, while bridging skill gaps, staffing shortages in the region, and again, it reduces that lead time and brings the speed and agility of cloud services to African networking. Again, everybody looks at speed, that click to revenue. So working towards a simplified manual process that's not long, the Flex Edge automates, accelerates, and simplifies the borderless network rollouts across the regions. And it certainly overcomes the local market challenges. It's got 51 countries in Africa, so there are challenges, and it certainly helps to rapidly deploy the network across this vast continent. To sum it up, the CRAN Flex Edge provides a foundation for digital innovation across the continent and removes the complexity from the cross-border deployments and really drives the optimization of applications and services. This To sum it up, that means that the customers can better prepare themselves for the next era of digital adoption in Africa.
And you talk a little bit more about your work with Safety South Africa?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Safety SA is one of the largest safety testing organizations in Southern Africa, which provides food testing and ISO certifications to most of the top enterprises in our region. And they needed a cost-efficient solution for connecting and managing 26 sites or locations across South Africa and Zambia. So due to our platform being hardware agnostic, we were able to use generic x86 white boxes available in Zambia to deploy our services. And again, this reduced the turn-up time from weeks to days. And one stage, the site was live within an hour. So for South Africa, we were able to mix and match hardware, which was necessary to accommodate the various customer sites. Of course, you know, everything is customized. We replaced any failed units, which typically is caused by load shedding damage in the SLA. And for those who don't know what load shedding is, in South Africa, there's a significant shortage of electricity, and we reference that as load shedding. But going back to where we replaced the failed units, we simply spin up a backup VNF, and we brought all the sites back online as it was before. So the CRAN FlexEdge delivered this rapid network transformation for our customer Safety SA with a simple and flexible model. They changed their networking model almost overnight and are appreciating and seeing the benefits of SD-WAN almost immediately.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more?
Well, they can certainly tap into our website, which is cmcnetworks.net. Or they can call us directly on our +27 011 517 8400 here in Johannesburg, and we'd be happy to help.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Marissa Trisolino. She is the CEO of CMC Networks. And Marissa, over my career, I've known that South Africa has loads of leading edge technology. They're always in the lead when there's new stuff coming out. And it looks like your organization is right there with another leading edge type solution. And thank you for basically giving us a little overview of that today. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate it.